for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Let's talk about a real rich
dumbass
who's the CEO of McDonald's.
Yes. Dream job.
One of the most famous brands on planet
iconic
Earth.
Yes.
He made a video of him eating, what's it called, the arch?
The big arch.
Mm-hmm. Little video. Looks like it's in his office. It could be somewhere in the building, whatever. Yeah. But as soon as you see him, you say to yourself, if I were in McDonald's and I saw this guy, I would think something's wrong.
Yeah.
I would think the health inspector's here.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's a guy you would not see in line at McDonald's, not even in the drive-thru.
Nothing, no.
With grandkids.
Maybe use the bathroom once because it passes through. That's it.
Yeah, so part of the problem immediately is this guy just doesn't eat this food.
No, this is the wrong person.
He doesn't look like the face of the brand. He looks like he eats asparagus only.
Right.
Like,
yeah, and drinks like bottled water.
He has a smelly pee.
Yeah,
exactly right. He's that guy. Oh, God, yeah.
He's built like one, too.
Were you in here?
Yeah,
like his favorite food is wilted spinach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's the guy who actually likes brie.
So, but then he makes it worse by talking.
Yeah.
Chris K here with, you've heard about it, here it is, the Big Arch. This is something that we have tested already. It's in Portugal, Germany, Canada. I love this product. It is
okay,
so good.
You got it. So people keyed in on that.
Yeah.
But tested.
Yeah. Tested.
My guinea pigs.
Right.
Portugal.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. The guinea pigs of the planet. Now you know these are the markets. We try it on you first.
Right.
Nobody exploded.
You're still alive.
Nobody had any weird colored poop.
We don't care about you people.
Right. Right.
We try it on you.
I gave it to you for free.
So test is not a good word. Like, try it out.
Right.
We introduced it.
Yes.
There are better words.
Folks sampled
product.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. No, it's a burger.
Yeah.
Not product.
I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know.
Why wouldn't you just say, I'm going to, look what I'm having for lunch.
Yeah, look, I'm going to have one of these things.
Are you jealous?
Right.
This is already the weirdest anyone's ever talked about food.
Yeah.
Right. And did you see his lunch? It looks like there's water in an empty, like a soda cup.
First of all, there's nothing in that shot that is his lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are, it's all props.
He never
eats
that.
The fries, it's a jumbo fries package, but there's only a couple sticking out.
Yeah.
And you know
he's
not
even good at this.
No.
They put like tissues in the bottom and just put like four fries on top.
Yeah. Sucker man.
Yeah. I don't want those near me.
If he was really hungry, he would have ate those fries first while they're hot.
Damn
like
straight.
A smart.
That's
snack.
Right. A smart CEO. Oh.
We all know. Nobody waits.
Know.
The
Nobody
fries,
waits.
They're going first.
You got to have some immediately.
Yeah, this Dilbert's not the face of McDonald's.
Actually, so it should start with him with French fries in his mouth.
As he's talking about the
like, you
burger.
Can't even understand his name. It's like,
oh, sorry. You interrupted my lunch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Enjoying delicious product
right.
here.
In between bites of fries, he's squeezing packs of ketchup in his mouth.
He should also just be in a McDonald's. Like, what is this weird boardroom you're in? Like,
right.
Get out of there.
He's like at the lab where we make the product.
Yeah.
I get it. They wanted, I guess, you to be able to hear him, but like, go just be in a McDonald's.
Just section up an area of McDonald's and have
get
him there.
Get a body mic. You're good.
That's another thing. When's the last time you think he was actually in a McDonald's?
That whenever the newest one like opens.
Yeah, just to check it out.
Yeah. I don't
cut
know.
A ribbon.
I don't even know if he's ever been in one.
That is not the face of McDonald's person.
This is a bean
a
counter.
Yeah.
That he's a bean counter logistics guy.
It's
he's probably never. He's the kind of guy. He works here one day, then he works for a tire company the next day.
He looks like Mr. Rogers' kid.
He doesn't know the product.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. We've got a very unique kind of sesame poppy sort of bun.
He doesn't even know what it is.
You've had sesame seed buns in the past.
Yeah, those are not unique.
In his head, he's like, I can't believe I'm holding gluten. I can't believe I'm holding
what is this sesame seed poppy thingy?
It's so unique. It's like we haven't been serving these for the last 50, 60 years.
Was this made from an animal?
I don't know. Did you ever hear the most famous Big Mac commercial?
Right.
Like, you should know the words to the commercial.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's got this sesame seed poppy thing going on.
I have never seen one of these before in my life.
That's an awful lot of meat
there. Like, who's dumber, him or the person who said, let's post it?
Oh, yeah.
How does no one around him say, there's no way?
Yeah, it's a tough call.
No way.
No way.
Listen, we thought it was a good idea.
Right.
This is not a good idea. You're never going to look comfortable with this food.
Yeah, get someone from shipping to eat this.
Get this. Where's the CFO?
You know what, AJ? That's a better video already. He delivers food to people.
Right.
And they enjoy it.
Right. The workers. Here you go.
We're playing this video that the McDonald's CEO made of him tasting the Big Arch. And we've been, you know, we can't get 3 seconds in without saying this guy's a dope.
Yeah.
But what we should do is play the whole video for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Chris K here with, you've heard about it, here it is, the Big Arch. This is something that we have tested already in Portugal, Germany, Canada. I love this product. It is so good. I'm going to do a tasting right now, but I'm going to eat this for my lunch, just so you know. So here we go. First, holy cow. God, that is a big burger. We've got a very unique kind of sesame poppy sort of bun on it. We've got 2 quarter-pound patties, a delicious Big Arch sauce, and of course some lettuce. So, oh, there's so much going on with this. First of all, let's try to get this thing. I don't even know how to attack it. Got so much to it. Oh, there's also some crispy onions on here as well. I see those kind of coming out. All right, the moment of truth.
Mm.
That is so good. That's a big bite for a Big Arch.
It's not a big bite.
Distinctively McDonald's. Only McDonald's could do this type of burger, but it also is unlike anything else on our menu. It's a delicious product. You know, you've got sort of the cheeses and the gooiness.
Again, with the product.
But those crispy onions as well gives a nice texture. And, of course, we've got the pickles. So I'm going to enjoy the rest of my lunch. But Big Arch, try it when you can get it.
I will bet $1 million that that little tiny nibble that he took off of that was the only bite he had of that.
Oh, you know, he put it back down. That was the end of it.
That was the end of it. Let's put our heads together and talk about what we're learning from this video of the CEO of McDonald's with the Big Arch.
Right.
What we're really learning.
Right.
What he wanted us to learn is that it's a good burger. It's very tasty. It's got some oniony things and some poppy things and lettuce. And there's a pickle and
the product,
there's 2 burgers. And it's a good product.
A product, yes.
But what are we really learning? We're learning that he has never tried any McDonald's food before. He's never been inside of a McDonald's.
No.
He barely knows what a hamburger is.
Right. He still isn't one. He's in his office.
when he says, I don't even know how to attack this thing.
How do I attack this thing?
You put one hand on one side.
Right.
The other hand on the other side.
Right.
You open the hole in your face.
Exactly.
You stuff in as much as you can.
Yes, you jam it.
You chomp down.
Right.
Chew, swallow, repeat.
Exactly. That's all you got to do. You want him on your first bite should be your biggest bite.
By the way, you do see him bite. But never swallow. They cut before he finishes whatever he's chewing.
Yeah, so he spit that out.
100%.
Oh, my God.
And it was such a small bite. It was an embarrassingly small bite.
Right. He never changed the shape of the burger.
A guppy has a bigger bite radius.
AJ found something in the comment section
of
this video. Where are you, on Reddit?
Yeah, I'm on Reddit right here. It says, it says here, at 45 seconds... the fry box changes to being full. Remember how we said
so there's
no fries
multiple
in there?
Takes?
Right.
He couldn't even do this in one shot. You can't even take a bite out of a burger in one shot.
Yeah.
It's a minute 45 seconds. We have to edit this into a big production.
Ugh. Yeah. And sure enough, when you look at the beginning part of it, the fries are laying down. Remember I said there's barely any fries in there?
That's right.
Now all of a sudden they're standing up and there's
a
lot
whole
more in there. Yeah.
Just kidding. More fries.
Yeah.
But this tells you how bad their social media people are, too.
Yeah. We're terrible. Just get a real person to do it.
You didn't think everyone was going to pick up on this stuff?
Yeah. Get a real person to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your personality hire?
Yeah.
I would like to say they're so genius. They did this on purpose to get the viral for us to talk about it because today's the day the burger is available in Connecticut, Long Island.
Nationwide, yeah.
But this isn't genius.
No.
This is a guy who's uncomfortable eating a hamburger.
Yeah. You can tell by the way he's holding it. Like, what do I do with this thing?
Okay. Right. I don't even like touching this.
The way he scooped it out, you got to stick a hand and you kind of lift it. And then the other hand comes over for assistance. And, you know, that's it. Stuff should be spilling out.
Oh, I know. The
grease. It should be on your pants. You should be taking a piece of lettuce and going off your pants.
He should be licking his hands with the grease.
Exactly.
Right. Sell it.
Exactly. Right.
I know this is not the point, but I also don't like the box. I don't think it's easy to get the burger out of the box.
See, I don't mind the box.
I like it wrapped. It's so much easier to get to the burger.
Yeah, but the box, I don't mind.
Then the wrap
gets
soft.
That's not a deal killer.
It's a bad video.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's a bad video.
Right.
Andre and Derby.
Yeah, the video was stupid, but it got my attention to try that burger last night, and it was good.
Oh, you got it last night?
Worth getting. Yeah. On the way home, like, yeah, let me try that thing.
Oh. And?
So definitely it's bigger than a Big Mac.
That's the one thing they couldn't hide.
Yeah.
Like, as dopey as all these people involved are, the CEO, the people making the video, they could not hide how good that looks.
Yeah.
And I give them credit for not having one of those commercial-ready burgers.
Yeah, no. This looks like it was made.
This was a real burger.
It was like kind of slant sideways. Stuff was spilling out of one side.
You can see it's a mush fest.
Yeah, it's like what you get.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
it's worth trying.
Yeah,
definitely worth trying.
And probably like some of his handlers said, "Hey, don't squeeze it too hard because everything's going to fall out." So that could be the awkwardness with the holding.
Yeah, gravity kind of worked on one side. Yeah, because it kind of.
But learn how to eat a burger.
Yeah.
Oh, come
yeah.
On.
How was the crispy onions in it?
It was good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, the ones you get, like, when you put on top, like, a casserole or whatever. Not too much, though, so it's like, it's not overbearing.
It's like a,
good.
What would you compare it to? Is it like a Big Mac?
No, it's different, because it doesn't have special sauce on it, so it's got its own kind of sauce.
It's got the arch sauce.
Arch sauce, Made from arch.
Fresh arches.
Which arch we have here?
Did they fill your fry box, like, or was there only, like, 7 or 8 of them in there?
There's like a little handful. It wasn't like crazy.
We're talking about this Big Arch burger and the rollout. It debuts today at McDonald's in Connecticut and New York.
Yep.
Andre had one last night.
Yeah, lucky Ben.
And, you know, this video, maybe it is genius.
Maybe. We're talking about
The CEO is so bad at making a video, tasting it, that we're talking about it.
Yep.
Dilbert. What do you think? Do you think that they did this on purpose?
I don't think they're that clever.
I don't either. He doesn't look it.
No.
He looks... You can't fake being that awkward around a hamburger.
Right. Folks who are passionate about burgers know that he screwed up. Those who are casual observers of burgers are like, oh, it's wonderful. I'm going to try one. Yeah. You know? But we know that we know exactly how you eat a burger and how much folks have been at burger.
What are some of the comments on this post?
The best ones. I never thought I'd see a CEO that was more socially awkward than Mark Zuckerberg, but here we are.
It's true.
Yeah. So funny.
My first thing I thought was, damn, they even filled the fry box all the way for the CEO. And then they say, but at 45, the fry box changes to being full.
That's crazy.
Another one. The burger also looks much thicker when they do the close-up at the end than it does at the beginning. It did look kind of thin in the beginning.
You know, if McDonald's wants to do something smart right now, they release a video, the making of the video.
Right.
And that's longer than the video.
Right, the outtakes.
All the outtakes, the changing of the French fry box.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, you have to swallow that.
Yeah.
No, him spitting the burger. Yeah. Just like, come completely clean.
Right. Sir, could you try to take a bigger bite?
Right. You're supposed to eat that, not hold it.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello. Yeah, I just watched that video, and I would not even go and buy that. You got to go to Super Duper Weenie.
Thank you.
Oh, no, we love all the... Dude, we love all the local places. We're just talking about this because the video is so bad.
Right.
It does look good to me, though. That special sauce looks good, that arch sauce.
Yeah, I do it. I love it. If you enjoy wings, go for it.
He didn't even get the meat. All he did was bite the...
He grazed it.
Yeah.
He grazed it. He, like, shaved the meat with his teeth.
That was like a vegan bite.
Yeah.
That was like Ruth trying it. Like, if Ruth was forced to try it, that's the bite that would be taken.
Right.
Exactly. That is absolutely what I would do.
Yeah.
And then he's talking about all the flavors he's getting, like pickles and onions and cheese. I'm like, you didn't get any of that.
He didn't get any of it.
You got maybe bread and sauce.
Yeah. And lettuce.
Yep.
Right. And then, did we talk about this already? You don't even see him swallowing.
No, you don't.
Right?
You never do.
Yeah, he spits that right out.
He takes the bite, and then you see he shows the radius of the bite, of which nothing.
Which is embarrassingly
That's
small.
Yeah, it looks like something like just like
it. It looks like a rat bit it.
Yeah, he got grazed. No, a rat would do a better job. A rat would do a better job.
A rat would do a better job.
He just kind of
Sorry,
grazed
rats.
It. Yeah, yeah.
I've never bit into a burger. And then the burger still has the same shape afterwards.
Exactly.
Still round.
Yeah, why find two burgers? Like, this was no boating accident.
Spitters are quitters.
Yeah.
But yeah, they cut before you see him even swallow that.
Yeah. The best is the look on his face as he's getting ready to bite. It's like, okay, here we
right,
go.
Right, I'm going to do it.
Like, he's afraid. Like, okay, I'm actually going
like
to do this.
Some of our faces during some horrible eating challenges.
Yes, exactly. Right, yeah.
Like, okay, here we go.
I got to get this over with you. Like one eye is doing the Forrest Whitaker thing. The other one's, like, wide open. It's like, you know, like he's looking repulsed.
Hunger Man?
Hey, I would have devoured that thing if it was me.
Oh, you
I'm a burger
it.
Guy.
Yeah.
I would, I mean, like a Nathan hot dog contest. That's what it would look like if I was eating that.
Named Hungry Man. Yeah. So. It'd be weird if he didn't.
There's no shock here. Yeah.
No, but that would have been a better viral video if he just went nuts and then like had sauce all over his face and on his fingers and pieces fell down as he was eating and got a stain on his shirt.
Right. Exactly.
There's like 7,000 different ways they could have done this
burger
to be better.
And they picked the worst one.
They picked the worst.
A burger like this is a contact sport. You have to change your clothes after you're done. That's how it should be. But you can see one moment he's got a little like a little sauce or something on his bottom lip, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And you don't see him lick his lips and all of a sudden it's just gone.
Yeah, it's a festival of edits. Bad edits.
Yeah, very bad edits. Yep. Have a real person
it
do this.
It doesn't debut here till March 7th. So
no.
As soon as it comes out.
Andre got one.
Andre had one last night.
Yeah. It's here already.
No, I'm in Florida. So
oh, you're Florida.
Oh, March 7th. Enjoy
your sunshine.
Why would they roll it out to you guys last? Florida seems like the home of...
Really? Seriously?
No.
Home of dumbass news?
Home of Hunger Man. Wow. I'm
Take
sorry,
care,
dude.
Guys.
Yeah, all right, we'll see you, brother.
Sorry, dude.
Wow.
Oh, just kind of teased him. I feel bad.
Gotta wait
no, but
more.
We didn't even get into all of the parts that are so bad with that video.
It has started a trend.
Wait a minute. Okay. See, all right. If you watch the video, he bit into it. You can see there was a spot, right? All of a sudden, as I'm looking at it now, a little further down at 104, the burger now, the bun, there's more fries in the thing, and the bun is back to being round again. That's a second burger.
It's that's a the, second.
That's not the same burger. That's not the, because there's even a piece of lettuce sticking out.
There's multiple burgers.
Yep.
You can't get it right.
This is kind of like someone needs to make like a JFK kind of.
You can see the trajectory
video
of the mouth coming this way. There was a second burger. There was a second burger.
There's a second burger.
The lies.
You can see the direction from the depository, and the bite came from that radius.
I want answers.
You can't handle the truth.